Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
And a good Wednesday morning, everybody. This is Pregame Daily for Wednesday, April. Man, I'm going all the way back here. It is May 18th, 2022. Kevin and Chris getting you set for the Braves and Brewers here this afternoon. It is the rubber match of their three-game set. Braves coming off their second shutout of the season, Chris, in a game that, let's be honest, I didn't know what to expect from Tucker Davidson last night. I knew that Adrian Houser had been throwing the ball well, and a nice 3-0 victory as they even up this series at a game apiece last night.
Yeah, I was actually listening to a national broadcast talking about this game, how it kind of played out tepidly, a little bit boring, not a lot of action early. But when, you know, you're looking at your pitcher to do something that, quite honestly, he's never done before, pick up a win or put himself in a position to pick up a win by throwing at least five innings. It's like we talked about in the pregame yesterday. If the first two are clean, I'm going to start to have visions of the possibility of five. And that's what he ended up doing. And it's a nice day. It's a great day in the clubhouse when a guy gets that baseball for his first win. I'm sure there was a nice little celebration. I hope the players talk about it a little bit today. Watching a guy achieve a milestone is always a good day. Look, it's an upbeat day in the clubhouse. You watch a youngish type guy who's waited his whole life to actually be handed that baseball to be able to sit in the dugout for an extra inning and then go back and watch this game and have a playoff the way it did. It was a really good day all the way around.
Yeah, it really was. And for Tucker Davidson, a guy who appeared in a World Series game before he picked up his first major league win, that's what he went through last year. And I think for what Kyle Wright has said about how much confidence he gained from pitching in October last year, I think you could say the same about Tucker Davidson. So hopefully this continues. We'll see what's next for Davidson. Nothing obviously guaranteed as far as his role moving forward. But Snit did say he would love to see one of these young guys just sort of grab that by the bull by the horns and run with it. And maybe that will be Tucker Davidson moving forward. We'll see what ends up being the next step for him. But a good five scoreless innings last night, and that was certainly much needed when you talk about where he was going into last night's start.
And the Ozuna home run is the other piece, obviously, of the news. It was a good defensive day. There were a couple of defensive plays we had talked about what had not been done recently defensively and how you put yourself in a hole. Nothing they did yesterday cost them in terms of the scoreboard. So good sign there. Again, the Ozuna home run. But I think the other part is, what is it? You know, the best way to beat Milwaukee is to make sure that Josh Hader isn't involved in a baseball game. And when you're up and they're not going to use him, that's a good day. You look to double up on that as much as anything else. That would be good news if Josh Hader is not in a baseball game today, because the Braves have a big enough lead where he just gets another day of rest.
Hopefully he's a spectator today along with Devin Williams. Don't want to see either of those two guys. Of course, Hader has the longest consecutive save streak in the National League, 35 consecutive that he's converted, but not to be overshadowed by Kenley Jansen as he improves to 9-9 on the season. He's converted 25 consecutive save chances. So for Jansen, you know, I mentioned this morning, and I mentioned it on our postgame show last night. I think he might be one of those better under the radar moves that the Braves pulled off this offseason. And I'm old enough to remember folks saying, well, is he washed up? Is he done? Is he not what he used to be? Well, so far, so good for Kenley Jansen in a Brave uniform.
So, you know what's interesting, Kevin? It was funny. I was thinking about this last night when he actually finishes it up. He's not an under the radar move, but because the team is not above 500, because they're not playing as well with as many opportunities as maybe Hader has had, I think you're right. I think we haven't talked about him enough. Because good news, other than the first appearance, I think, of the season, he's not really been talk-worthy. You know, we talk about offensive linemen and umpires and closers, defensive backs. When do you talk about them when things go wrong? So that's been really good. I think it feels under the radar, not because of who he is, because of what his career is, because of the money spent, because of where he played, World Series ring, all those things. We knew this was big. It just hasn't felt as big because it's a sub 500 team, 35 games or whatever it is into the season. So I agree with you. He's done a better job than we're talking about. The good news is I'd rather not talk about him than actually have to talk about him going forward. Let's hope as this team gets over 500, maybe puts a little bit of a squeeze on the Mets at some point. We're talking about, wow, on a one-year deal, Kenley Jansen could turn out to be as important as we knew he was. He just really hasn't felt that way yet.
Yeah, and you're the one you're referring to was his very first appearance of the season. Yeah. That was not a save situation. He gave up three runs in an inning. That was, I believe, against Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken. And since then, his last 14 appearances, all he's done is hold opponents to a run on three hits over 14 and two-thirds innings with 21 strikeouts. That's an 0.61 ERA. Jansen has been, to me, maybe even better than advertised now at where he is in his career. Now, what, 34 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what he is, Kevin, and I don't know if you really want to hand these awards out for a team that's not 500, but he's been the most valuable player on this team.
You
can really make a case he's been the most valuable guy to this team, because where would they be if they hadn't solidified the closers? Where would they be if he wasn't good? Where would they be if Matzik is down, Jackson's down, and all of a sudden Will Smith might be actually, you know, good outing here, not a good outing there? So I think in terms of consistency and then in terms of overall value, it's really interesting. The guy that you said is probably underrated. I certainly think he's underspoken of. I kind of think, just if we talk this through, he's the most valuable guy in this team right now.
You can make that argument. Not a whole lot of guys in the offense consistent enough to really have deputized upon them here at this point in the season. Hey, speaking of the offense, good to see Acuna back out there. He goes 1-for-3, scores on the Marcel two-run homer. Also drew a couple of walks. He was all over the place last night. To me, I'm no doctor, I'm no expert on this, but seem to be moving fine. My expectation is, unless he goes in there this morning and says he's a little sore, I'd expect him back out there in the lineup today for the series finale.
I don't want to be a jerk, but that didn't look like a guy who couldn't have played the day before. So medically, hopefully everything is going to check out today. He's going to wake up. It is a shorter turnaround, no doubt about it. But being 23 years old or whatever the hell it is now, it should help in that regard. He certainly was fired up to play. That's a good sign. It wasn't an offensive outburst, but I do like the idea that he can, you know, look what he creates on a base path. Your ability to be moving that extra 90 feet and maybe causing a pitcher to have to do different things in terms of how he's going to throw to a guy like Ozuna, all that stuff comes into play. So yeah, good to see him out there. I'm expecting like you to see him out there. I almost thought, hey, they're going to put a little bit of a rain on him. He said something last week that can't change. I don't want to change the way I play. Okay. Medically cleared. If you're going to go steal a base, go steal a base. If you're going to grab an extra 90, go do it. If it helps the team out, as long as you come out healthy at the end of the day, no problems.
And wouldn't you know, the first at bat of the game, he has to leg out an infield single. Yeah. Isn't that just how the baseball guys always seem to work?
Yeah. Well, it certainly would have either everybody holding their breath for a second or him knowing that, okay, I'm going to show you that I'm good.
Yeah.
It all happened early. So if nothing else, it did happen early. Wipe the brow and say, okay, let's just play the rest of this game. We do have to talk about the pitching matchup just quickly today, Burns and Freed. It's a really good middle of the day matchup, no doubt about it. It's a good Friday night matchup, Saturday night matchup. I say all the time, every once in a while, you sort of get the heavyweight version of the top of the card. This is a headline today, these two guys going at it. And I kind of like the idea that while I know what Burns could be, a big strikeout guy compared to Hauser, who's really not. I know that Max Fried probably walks to the mound today, even though he's not pitching against Corbin Burns. He's pitching against their lineup. He knows he's pitching against Corbin Burns, and he can handle that.
No doubt. No doubt. He's certainly evolved over the last few years to a guy who doesn't seem to be really fazed or rattled by anything. And you're right, for a 1 o'clock start, 12:10 out in the central time zone, when you've got two of the top pitchers in the National League, the reigning Cy Young Award winner, numbers that Burns put up last year were just crazy. 167 innings, and I think it was 235 strikeouts. This guy's one of the best there is. And pitching in Milwaukee, Chris, you wonder if Burns was on the Dodgers, if he's with the Mets, if he's on a bigger market, this guy would be one of the top faces of baseball. He might be, and I've talked about this a lot with Fried being underrated, under the radar, he might be the best pitcher that no one really ever talks about nationally, and we'll get a good look at him this afternoon.
Unless he wins another one, and I'm not telling you that he needs to, but unless he wins another Cy Young, he's going to be one of those guys 20 years from now. People are going to go, oh yeah, because I think the Milwaukee thing, I think the postseason hasn't worked out yet. You win in a postseason, you win a World Series, your name is going to be a little bit more well-known. You win in a World Series plus a Cy Young Award, people talk about you. But I would think if you went around to what we would call good baseball fans, do you think they know who won the National League Cy Young Award last year?
No clue.
I don't either. And those numbers, remember, were coming off a 2020 shortened season where everybody said, oh, we're going to have to worry about guys' arms. We're going to have to worry about innings. We're going to have to worry about, you know, what pitch counts are. You know, he put up those strikeout numbers and those inning numbers coming off of 2020 when nobody had innings. So I think it's even a little bit more impressive. He plays in the wrong place to be famous, but it looks like he certainly settled into who he is. And that team, they do throw well. We had talked about Hauser was sort of the exception. He's not the strikeout guy. They've got those people all over the place. Burns will give you that today. And a really good thing about Max Fried, I think we talked about it in the pop quiz last night, 44 wins. While it doesn't sound like a ton because, look, he's not even a 50. How are you going to talk about 100? It's hard. It's not easy. And Max isn't 23. He's not 24. What I like about him is he seems to know himself well enough to know that he is on a path that probably is more straight line than most guys.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what Davidson's going to do. It's going to be a left. It's going to be a right. Kyle Muller, Elder. I hope Kyle Wright is past that. You really want your frontline pitchers to be straight line guys. Here we are. Next step, next step, next step with young guys. And especially we've talked about guys trying to grab the back of this bullpen job. It's, put them on the line. Oh, wait, they just veered to the left. Wait, they veered to the right. Now they go away and somebody else takes it. Max Fried seems to be about a straight line of guys you're going to get with only, and I say only, 44 wins under his belt.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one here today. Yeah. Should be a good one. And again, I've said it before about matchups like this. First one to three or four seems like might that's going to be the team that gets a victory here today.
Did you worry about the money last night with the bases loaded for real with Matt Olson up?
Did you not get my text?
Yeah, no, I did. I did. I was watching. I found it funny. As I told you, I'll take 3-0 and end it now.
Yeah.
I don't need the $10 as much as I possibly need. The idea that I could go to bed a little bit earlier, not watching extra innings or anything else at this point. But yeah, it was all good at that point. So we'll come up with something pregame today. Don't forget, you can catch the game on the 680 app, 680thefan.com. You can stream it. You can app it. You can actually have all the play-by-play and everything else that comes with today. Kevin and I will do this again tomorrow. We will talk about a day off. We will talk about what the Braves have next before they come home at the beginning of next week and play a little National League East baseball. Enjoy the Hooters today. Today is going to be a Hooters day for the guys who are going to be running the boards and Kevin getting ready to do post game. It'll be a lunch into second lunch.
Yeah.
Maybe how this is going to go today.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. If you get enough, you can have lunch and then you just call it post-game second lunch, and hopefully everybody's celebrating with wings and tacos and burgers from Hooters today. I want to thank Hooters for being a part of this. Don't forget, Hooters PGA Championship begins tomorrow. If you're going to sneak out of work for a couple hours later in the day or even during the day, you get a chance to watch Grand Slam Majors Golf. Hooters will have that on all year long. Every golf tournament starts on Thursday at Hooters. It's on TV. If they're playing it, Hooters is showing it. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and of course, Braves baseball this afternoon. If you sneak away out of work early, that's the end of the Braves with Hooters.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.